We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're up to the third chapter, the fourth chapter, the fourth paragraph, page Tzadi Chet. We had learned yesterday that when one sees someone who is an average person doing something which can be understood as a mistake, either the person didn't know it was prohibited or he thought it was just a stringency, so then we have to give him the benefit of the doubt. We have to be careful to judge him favorably. That is the commandment of Betzedek Tishpot Amitecha. Now the Chafetz Chaim continues. But if it seems like the person knows what he's doing wrong, and he did the transgression willingly, for example, he had an illicit relationship. Everyone knows you're not supposed to be with a married woman. There's no, you can't assume maybe he made a mistake. No, there are things everyone knows is prohibited. Or eating pork. Everyone knows Jews don't eat pork. There are things which everyone knows. And similar things which everyone really knows. You don't find the Jew says, gee, I didn't know that. No, there are things that everyone knows. Talui baze. So then if they saw him doing such an action, so then it depends. If in other areas he is an average person, that ordinarily he is careful not to do things that are wrong, and here they saw him once, they saw him make a mistake once, they saw him once transgress, and they saw it privately, then they're not allowed to publicize what they saw. And if someone does go around telling other people, then he's held accountable. Maybe that person already did tshuva. As far as you know, in every other way, he's a kosher Jew. And in this thing, you only saw him do it once. So maybe once his desire got the better of him, and since then he repented. Maybe by now he's completely clean before his Creator. Tshuva is contingent on a person's regret. And when one publicizes what he saw to others, so then he will be needlessly shamed before them. Because technically he's already done tshuva. That's why if someone mentions what he did wrong to others, so then he is considered in transgression. So the first example is that someone did something that everyone knows is wrong. He didn't do it by mistake. We saw him do it in private once. So we can assume maybe he did it by mistake. Maybe he realizes that he did wrong. He fell once. Okay, hopefully by now he's done tshuva. We keep it to ourselves. And you shouldn't even reveal it to the judges of the city. Even if you have another witness, because if you don't have another witness, so then the judges couldn't believe you anyways. Because having seen him do something once, well, that's no benefit to anyone, and keep it private. The only thing you should do is confront him and say, you know, I happened to notice when you walked into that McDonald's and you bought a cheeseburger, and, you know, that's not a right thing to do. And part of what he'll tell him is, you know, in the future, how are you going to ensure you don't come to doing this again? He says, but be very careful when you talk to him, to talk gently, not to embarrass him unnecessarily, as the verse says. Even when correcting a person, we have to be careful that that conversation shouldn't in its own right be a transgression. This is even an average Joe in every other way. And certainly if you know he's a God-fearing person, if he's a person who's learned, but here he had one downfall, certainly it's a great transgression to publicize what he did wrong. We have to assume he did tshuva by now. And even if he fell once, The assumption is that by now he really regrets what he's done wrong and he feels terrible about it. Our sages taught us, if you saw Talmid Chacham transgress at night, don't keep thinking about it all day. If he's a real Talmid Chacham, then by now he did tshuva. In the next section, what we'll learn at the end of the week is what happens if you see someone who does things continuously wrong. That's a different deal. What we discussed here was a person who, in every way you know him, is a correct individual, and he's done something wrong, which is technically between him and his Creator. And in that area, he obviously knew what he was doing was wrong, but nonetheless, we don't go publicizing it. We'll confront him, we'll talk to him gently about it, but being that you saw it only happen once, you can assume that he had one downfall. What happens if it's more common that he didn't discuss? What happens if it's something that affects other people? You saw the guy steal, that he didn't discuss. Meaning, we've discussed a very limited example where a person did something which was wrong between him and his Creator. You saw him do it once, and every other way, you know he's a fine, upstanding citizen. So there, the Chafetz Chaim said, don't be quick to publicize it. Rather, give him the benefit of the doubt that by now he did tshuva. You could talk to him about it, and you should talk to him about it. But even that, you should do gently. What happens with the other details, that we'll learn as we go along.